You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Sedgwick County Commissioner is counting on his proven experience and strong base of support to win re-election for a third term. Republican Richard Ranzoff faces Democrat Lacey Cruz in the race to represent the county's 4th District. Cruz is new to politics with a campaign born out of community activism. KMUW's Deborah Schar has more on the race in this election profile.
Richard Ranzoff gave up his dream job as a physician assistant in 2010 to be the 4th District County Commissioner. It was his first political race. Now, after serving 2 terms, he has name recognition, a list of accomplishments, and a reputation for being an outspoken member of the commission.
My constituents actually appreciate when I take a stand. I do my research, and if I have a difference of opinion, I say it. I think I work hard on behalf of the taxpayers, and they really appreciate it.
Ranzoff won the Republican primary in August by just 75 votes. A recount requested by his opponent confirmed the close race. Political scientist Neil Allen with Wichita State University says Ranzoff's narrow victory shows some potential weakness.
So there's probably a lot of voters who will consider voting for the Democrat. Probably the bigger danger for Ranzoff is voters who will vote Republican at the top of the ticket and then decide that they're not going to vote further down because they don't find someone that they're comfortable voting for.
Ranzoff's opponent in the general election, Democrat Lacey Cruz, is a first-time candidate. She's campaigning on the idea that she would bring a fresh perspective to the county commission.
I am a normal person. I'm a normal mom, working day in and day out to provide for my family. And I feel like I can connect with a lot of different types of people.
Cruz works for a hospice company and is proud to be an advocate for seniors. She also has a passion for singing. She performed at prominent campaign rallies this year. Cruz decided to run for office after helping with the 2 women's marches held in Wichita.
When I started researching what the county does and the services that they provide, I just didn't feel there was a good representation of someone like me.
The 4th District is large and diverse. It covers northwest Sedgwick County, including Valley Center and Mays, plus areas of downtown Wichita. When it comes to priorities in the 4th District, Cruz and Ranzoff agree that economic development is important. They both say they would work to empower small business owners.
Community development means building a culture of people who can thrive. I think we have to make sure our small business and entrepreneurs feel supported. They have to understand what resources are available.
Ranzoff is a constitutional and fiscal conservative. He supports controlling taxes and regulations.
We have a lot of hardworking, common sense people out there who simply want the government to provide the core services and do it in a cost-effective manner so that their taxes don't go up because they're struggling on a day-to-day basis and they have to make tough decisions and they expect government to do the same.
So far, Ranzoff's conservative positions have paid off. He won his first 2 elections in tight races against female Democratic candidates who had political experience. In the 2014 Republican primary and general election, Ranzoff beat opponents who had previously served as the 4th District County Commissioner. This time, political scientist Neil Allen says national factors could impact the race.
Ranzoff is high profile. He's taken very conservative positions. He's more of a national conservative, working in a local context. And so that creates some vulnerabilities.
For Cruz to win, it's a matter of who shows up on election day. Allen says she needs the Democratic base and possibly support from crossover Republicans and unaffiliated voters.
She may have some trouble getting the turnout she needs in Black and Latino communities in Wichita because she doesn't have existing relationships and doesn't have a history of running for office.
The 4th District has more women than men among the 55,000 registered voters. Unaffiliated voters outnumber Republicans and Democrats. The county election office says less than half of eligible voters cast ballots in 2014, the last time this 4th District seat was up for election. Richard Ranzoff says if he gets enough votes to win re-election, he will honor his term limit promise.
Still think there's plenty of work to do on behalf of the commissioners, and I'd like to continue to serve for one more term, and that would be my last term.
Lacey Cruz says she wants to be a voice for the voiceless in the community.
The number one thing that we need to do is listen to the people that live here, listen to what they want, and try to support them as best we can.
Voters in the 4th District will make it clear who they are listening to when they cast their ballots. For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Ashar.